The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Charlottesville, I'm Megan Moore. In the last 5 years, home prices in the northern Shenandoah Valley have jumped by nearly half and rents have risen by more than a third. According to data out this month, those increases have had consequences. VPM News' Henry Brannon has more.
It's Caitlin Heatwell's job to analyze homelessness data in the northern Shenandoah Valley, and this year, she says something new is happening.
So we're really seeing a sort of a shift or a new population emerging of people who have been sort of holding on, scraping things together, and then some straw breaks the camel's back.
Heatwell works for the Western Virginia Continuum of Care, an organization that conducts yearly counts of the number of people experiencing homelessness. Data from their January count found 373 people were experiencing homelessness, a 16% increase from last year. She says that was caused by the rising cost of housing in the valley.
For people who are experiencing first-time homelessness this year, their number one reason was housing affordability, not being able to find a place that they could afford.
About 1 in 5 renters in Winchester and Harrisonburg spend more than half of their income on rent. For VPM News and WMRA, I'm Henry Brannon.
Henry's reporting is in partnership with Report for America. James Madison University's Board of Visitors voted last week to install Charlie King as the school's interim president. He'll begin in the role July 1st, according to the university. King retired from the school in 2021 after working in finance for 25 years. He'll serve in the position until a permanent replacement is selected. Current president Jonathan Alger recently accepted a job as president of American University in Washington, D.C. Demolition of the public safety building in downtown Richmond will begin in the next 2 weeks. VCU Health previously planned to use the city-owned 3-acre plot along North 10th Street as a home for its dental school, according to the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Those plans fell through, but the health system still has to pay the city $56 million over 25 years for the project. It's still unclear what will replace the nearly 60-year-old building, though the Greater Richmond Transit Company has said the location could be used as a permanent spot for its bus transfer station. The Richmond Redevelopment and Housing Authority announced a new approach to lease enforcement following public outcry over recent eviction proceedings. Patrick Larson with VPM News has more.
CEO Stephen Nesmith says the authority is rolling out the Compassion Action Initiative, though details of its plan won't be available until approved by its Board of Commissioners. The authority recently paused eviction proceedings, which Nesmith says will allow them to reestablish relationships with residents, address a $3 million backlog of unpaid rent, and
to strategically strengthen our coordination and data-sharing efforts.
RRHA has faced questions from city councilors and housing advocates about their accounting on past due rent and whether they have up-to-date info on residents' income. Councilor Stephanie Lynch is among those looking for answers.
I think a thorough review of every account is necessary.
The authority defended its calculations and recent evictions and said it's now working to, quote, triple check numbers with residents. At least 14 eviction cases have been dismissed at RRHA's request. Patrick Larson, VPM News.
A state commission okayed an incentive package for Applied Materials, a California-based lithium-ion battery company that could build a factory in Lynchburg. State Senator Mark Peake told Cardinal News the project would bring 100 jobs to the area. Details on the state financial support, potential timeline, and location of the plant have not been made public. Applied Materials previously received a $100 million grant from the U.S. Department of Energy to support its manufacturing projects. The company currently has a sales and service location in Manassas. Rail commuters and families in Spotsylvania and Prince William counties looking to head to Washington, D.C. on the weekends using the Virginia Railway Express may soon have more options. As part of VRE's System Plan 2050, Saturday service is just one of the improvements proposed, according to Virginia Mercury, and it could happen sooner than 2050. Other improvements include adding parking at key stations. The upgrades are part of an overall budget that was backed by VRE's Operations Board last year. A vote by the board to approve System Plan 2050 is expected in June. The Dave Matthews Band has been named as one of the new inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The Charlottesville-based band was formed in 1991 and is the only band to have 7 consecutive albums debut at number 1. According to the Hall of Fame's website, DMB will officially be inducted on Saturday, October 19th at the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse in Cleveland, Ohio. Other 2024 inductees include Cher, Mary J. Blige, Ozzy Osbourne, and Foreigner. U.S. Representative Don Beyer enrolled at George Mason University to learn more about artificial intelligence as the technology continues to develop. VPM News editor Dave Cantor has more.
Beyer's in his 5th term representing a Northern Virginia district, and now he's learning to code, as well as what's ahead for AI. He recently spoke with the Associated Press.
I tend to be an AI optimist. I'm very excited about what it's doing in medicine already, in science, in technologies like management, in supply chain. We're seeing really positive effects everywhere.
Challenges or nefarious uses of AI will persist, and governments need to examine laws governing the technology's use, especially in a presidential election year.
Gender bias, bias based on color or country of origin. We have real concerns about job elimination. And then there are things like hallucinations, you know, bad information.
The European Union recently put in place rules to govern the technology, so Congress is behind. But it has created an AI task force and an AI caucus that includes officials with expertise in the area. Dave Cantor, VPM News.
This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.